Here's a little phrase that I'm going to start using again. I've used it many times in the past. And I know enough of Hebrew and Greek and Aramaic to be dangerous. But I do know what some of the Hebrew words are. And one of the things we've been talking about here is Sabbath. And the word is Shabbat. Shabbat means simply peace on the Sabbath. And I think sometimes that we get too religious in the way that we operate. And it's not about religion. It's about relationships with one another. It's tough out there. And we need one another. We were never meant to be alone. That's why God, when he created Adam, and when Adam realized that he was there by himself, you know, I need to find a companion. So where'd he go looking? Well, he went and looked for the animals, and they didn't satisfy his loneliness. So God created a woman who became out of man. And you know the story, though. It was a wonderful thing. They had peace and joy. They loved what they were doing until one day they fell to the temptation of doing something that God told them not to do. You can eat from any tree in the garden except that one over there, the knowledge of good or evil. But they didn't. They were kind of tempted, and we all get that way. So, just that little bite won't hurt. So they did. And then their eyes were open, and they realized they were naked. So they went and hid. So God, in the cool of the night, came into the garden. Where are you? Where are you? We're over here. What are you doing? We're hiding. We are naked. Wow. That's not good. How do you know that? Well, that serpent, you know, he talked us into eating off the tree of good and knowledge and all that. Now we can see ourselves as we were, and we're naked. You know what God did? That's where the blood covenant comes in. He killed an animal. I don't know which one. And he skinned them. And he gave the skin to them to cover themselves. That's why when we do Holy Communion, we talk about forgiveness through the shed blood of Christ. God did that for Adam and Eve so that they could be covered. I think it's a wonderful thing to think about that sacrifice that God has given for all of us. Because now we know good and evil. And sometimes we don't always participate in the evil, but we like to participate in the good. But then sometimes the evil creeps in. And then we need to realize that the grace of God that covers all sin with an attitude of repentance. That's one of the things in the Teshuvah that's talking about for the next 40 days.